motherfucker bastard.
Remember when the black folk used to pick cotton?
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck, Why don't you
put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just die, just that one died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Okay. Alright, everybody, Carlito here. Tuck's here also. Tuck, you there? Please say something. Tuck, if you can hear the sound of my voice, please say something. Nothing from Tuck right now. Hey, everybody. Everyone else hears me. It is October the 11th, Saturday, 5:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Carlito, and I'm doing prank calls. This is prank call number one. We're attempting to prank call the Black Cock Inn. And this is in Wales, England. The time in England at this time is 10:45 p.m. It's still Saturday over there. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. Early evening, we'll be turning it over to whoever we turn it over to after we are done. Someone will let me know about that, and I will let you know in turn. For the time being, you're listening to Madhouse Radio Saturday Show. Thank you very much. One moment, please. Stand by.
I'm saying something. Oh, here I am. Soothing music to take a shit to. Very nice.
Cents remaining. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now.
I don't know. Hope not. We better not call 7-Eleven. We know what's good for us.
Oh, dear.
Yes, sir. Well, it doesn't look like this 7-Eleven card in particular is working, so we're going to need another international card. Lonesome Loser said he had one on standby. This one does not seem to be functioning properly. So we'll look for that to come through. In the meantime, we'll have to call somewhere in the United States. It just sits here and it does... It does that. It sits there and it does that.
I see.
And we can't have it do that, Tuck. I mean, I can't have that. You gotta work with me here, Tuck. Knock it off, Tuck.
Well, I'm trying to, dude.
Well, I'm trying, baby. Everybody, this is Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. Of course, we're on with our brothers and sisters over on syndicateradio.tv. What's up, guys? Coming in here, testing out some new equipment. We had horrible technical problems and violence in studio last week. And could not do the show on Thursday, but we're back today. Very excited about that. We'll be giving the toll-free line here momentarily. We'll have some people might be calling in. You can call in as well later. In the time being, I'm just going to try to get something. I got a lot of numbers in Guam, which I don't think I can call. Okay, we got something in Spokane, Washington. This is the, Okay, Annie Fanny's Bar, Grill, and Casino.
All
right. Actually, well, we got the Shamrock. You know what? Here's something. In the vein of remembering these Saturday shows that we used to do here and weekend shows we used to do here, let's call the Shamrock Motel. And this is one of those where you can actually, you know, in Motel 6, where you can enter the room number, and it goes right through. You don't have to go through the front desk.
Right.
Always fun, right? Guess what?
Correct.
The Shamrock Motel.
Yeah, exactly what happens.
Same system at the Shamrock Motel, motherfucker. So let's try that, everybody. Here comes the Shamrock Motel.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Hey, check it out. Check this one. Here's the cool thing about the new mixer. It's got effects.
So right here, I sound like, word up.
You know, like, word up.
It's the code word.
Like that. Isn't that cool? Let's see what else we got here. Hang on.
I've only played with this recently. Here we go.
The Galileo effect, yes.
Check this out over here. Hey, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing? I think, like, all the way in zero,
and
it's not...
Not much difference.
We can go to the man cave if you want.
Hello.
Tuck's over there in the corner. How you doing, Tuck?
Hey.
Tuck's
I'm drinking.
Tuck's drinking in the corner over there in the cave. We're in the madhouse cave, everybody.
So you're titties.
We need a dripping sound effect. Anyway, come on, prank calls. Get serious here. Turn that off, Tuck. Come on. What am I paying you for? Hang on just a moment here. Shamrock Hotel.
You're not paying me, sir.
the economy took care of that, didn't it? No, you haven't stood on.
I'm inspecting good things for the phone now. The phone should sound a lot clearer now.
We're calling the Shamrock Motel.
Everyone let me know that's the case, please.
Your party's room number. You may dial it at any time.
What's a good room number, Tuck?
In the 100s,
right? We should always pick 100-something? Isn't that what we always say?
104.
104 it is.
Sorry, that extension is not available right now. Please try your call again later.
Oh, God.
And then I just hung up.
Well, fuck that. Perhaps we should get some confirmation before we try that instead. Let's see if we got a toll-free card here, rather a international card here yet. Lonesome Loser has sent an international card. Good news right there. We're going to be calling England now. That works for me. Let's play some music. Let's just play bed music here. Let's get things going a little bit here. Let's pick a random something at random here.
Kick out the jams,
kick out the jams, bitch. I don't want to play any Two Live Crew really right now. Here we go. There's a little Tribe Called Quest. We haven't played them in a while here in this this studio. Just a moment, folks. Here we go again.
Cool.
Wow. Oh, for what? 5 down? Let's try that again. Let's play a different song here. Maybe another song.
Yeah.
Play some AC/DC, by the way.
Maybe
be sure to...
song. That's better. That's probably... Yeah, yes. Yes, AC/DC. That's positive. We got to call music.
There, okay. Hey, guys, be sure to check out AC/DC Radio. That's on XM and Sirius now, right? It's an XM station, but you can get it on the Best of XM if you're a Sirius subscriber. I think that's right. I don't know. All I know is when I signed up for the Best of XM, which I feel is a ripoff, the only good thing, they told me I got AC/DC. I thought it was coming straight up to Sirius, but apparently it's not. Whatever. Let's try this again. We can do this. Tuck, don't worry. We can do this. You got to put your neck into it. Tuck, do you...
We can do it.
Tuck, do you put your neck into it when you do it?
Of course, yeah.
Of course you do, man.
Of course. I always do.
You always put your neck into it? Do you like it when your ladies put the back into it?
Yeah.
I do.
Come on.
I love it when ladies put their back into it and do it. There's so much you can do with...
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that this is a new setup I'm working with here tonight. So we are having some growing pains. Hello? Hello? May I speak with Terrence, please? Hello? They're just going to sit there and think, you know what? I'm going to tell you what, Woodcock residents.
Oh,
you can't just pick up the phone and take it off the hook and think you're just going to waste my minutes or something. Because my minutes are eternal. And they don't finish. And I really hope I really hope that it's you, Mr. Woodcock, that's listening on the other end of the line. He already hung up.
Okay, so eventually we do prank calls on this prank call show, I promise you. That was just a hang up, so we're getting there. Now we're at least we're getting the calls are going through now, Tuck. And
they did,
good.
Yes. So that was people on the other line. So the phone just went both ways.
Yes.
Just didn't make noise.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
People can actually hear you on the other end and reply as well.
Yeah. Hey, somebody
tell me. Hasn't been proven yet.
Guys in Syndicate, tell me when exactly, how long do I have to go on tonight? When is the next show? Is there there's a 7 o'clock show or a 6 o'clock show? How does it work around here? When does Tabitha Stevens still go on at 8?
To get on and do something tonight.
We'll stay on as long as we can, you know. Maybe Evil Artie says the next show is on at midnight. At 12? Wow, what happened? What's going on around here, guys? Come on.
Plenty of time.
All right, well, we'll go on.
Plenty of time.
Okay, anyway, here we go. Billy Preston out of space, just a moment. Artie, don't make lies over there. No lies, sir. No lies. Artie gets Tuck over there on the board. Artie gets -1 gold star already, please, if you don't mind. All right, good. Here we go. You're off the board, sir. You're negative already, fucker.
The person you called is on the phone.
Fucker.
Please leave a message.
How dare they be on the phone? I'm calling you. I'm Carlito, man. Alright, so everybody, here we go again. Yet another failure, you know. In the meantime, we're gonna be calling here, and our Nunu sent this in. He wanted us to do this Thursday. Nunu wanted this done Thursday. This is Orlando Cars. Orlando Cars is located It is not here in Orlando where I live. Orlando's Cars is actually located in a town called Bolton, which is near Manchester, England. So we're going to give them some confusion. And apparently they hate blind people. They refuse service to people with seeing eye dogs, which is illegal in the United States of America. And we're about to let them know that that is part of this, you know, part of this thing. That's part of the argument here. So hang on, folks. Orlando Cabs in England. Don't get confused. This is not my dad's company. He doesn't own a cab company. Because
I'll try not to.
Just to let you know, we also have numbers coming in Philadelphia on North 2nd Street, which apparently is a ghetto, a slum type area. And you can tell by the name of the businesses that that are there on North 2nd Street here. Now, take this out, everybody who's listening. We've got Rodriguez Grocery, hey, Oriental Sun, and we've got Philip Lockett, guilty. We also, I want to call Rodriguez Grocery. We got Jose Grocery also, a bunch of bodegas. Always fun. You know they're all fronts for marijuana and stuff like that. All those Puerto Ricans. Just a moment.
Are they?
Of course they are. All right, Orlando.
Oh, really? So now, I didn't know that. I got looking into that. I need a hookup.
All right, I'm filling this one, Tuck. I think this one's...
Orlando.
Hello, is this the Orlando car taxi?
It is.
Excellent. I am waiting on my taxi car machine. I have just flown in. And I'm an American, and I would hope that, I mean, what kind of number system do you folks use here exactly? Because maybe I have arrived early, and you think I'm supposed to come later.
I don't understand. Are we supposed to be picking you up?
Yes, you're supposed to be picking me up here, and I'm going to be taking a ride. And I have been waiting here for quite some time for my ride to the airport, so I may return home to the United States of America.
Right, well, where are we supposed to pick you up from?
You're supposed to pick me up from my residence, sir.
Yeah, what's your residence address?
I'm here in Orlando, and we just got finished seeing Mickey Mouse, and I would like to have a trip expeditiously to the airport machine in your car machine, at which time I will board the plane, flight number 711, and I'll be landing in Manchester, and you folks can pick me up in Manchester and bring me to my hotel.
Right, where's your hotel?
Well, it's in Orlando.
In America.
Well, this is Orlando Cars, is it not?
Yeah, in Bolton.
This is exactly. This is Mike Bolton, and I'm waiting for my ride to from the airport. And I'm this is Orlando Cars, and you guys this trip involves Orlando, where my destination of departure and my arrival as well are in Orlando, in relation to you.
Yeah, in Orlando Bolton.
Exactly. This is Bolton.
In England.
This is Bolton, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is Bolton.
Right, so I don't understand. Where do you want the taxi from?
Well, I am Bruce Bolton.
Yeah.
And I need a ride in the vicinity of Orlando. And I am calling Orlando Cars. And you say that you're a Bolton, so that is me. So I'm waiting for my ride as soon as possible, please. I've been waiting here for quite some time.
Right, but where are you?
This is Orlando? Is this Orlando?
Yeah, what's your host address?
Precisely, that's where I'm waiting, at the host address here. I have it written down, host address.
What's the host address?
This is Orlando. I'm not from here, so I don't know the exact... I mean, I made arrangements. They're supposed to come here to pick me up. The concierge, one of the French gentlemen... Do you know the French gentleman who at the hotel, the concierge? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Well, he makes the arrangements for the Orlando cars. The cars of Orlando.
Well, he must have made arrangements with somebody else.
But, ma'am, I have a confirmation number here. What is your number system? What is your number system right now?
The number that you're calling on.
No, the system of numbers that you use here in Orlando, at Orlando.
We don't have a system of numbers.
So you don't have mathematics here? Or
no.
So how do you know when to come pick me up? When the sun is in a certain position?
No, when you actually book from a host address.
Well, I am at the host address now, and I'm expecting...
What's your host address?
I'm expecting it's 123 Sesame Street.
Very funny.
123 Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I think you've wasted enough of my time. 4 minutes is... 4 minutes was plenty.
As a matter of fact, it's
goodbye.
3 minutes, 22 seconds.
Nah, fucking... You see, the problem being is that they don't have a proper number system over there in the United Kingdom. And when I tell... You know, she's thinking it's 4 minutes already. But it's not 4 minutes, everybody. It is... How long is it? 3 minutes and 52 seconds? Let's correct her on that real quick. There's obviously, some of these obviously confuse you.
Yeah, see ya, her. We're
fine.
We know what's going on here.
Hello? I was explaining to that young gentleman there that... Because
what young gentleman? That we don't have a young gentleman here.
Well, I was just talking to either a woman or a son, and he or
well,
she...
Well, if you don't know who you were talking to, then how can you say that you were talking to a man or a woman? I say, you can't see from the... You can't see over the phone, can you?
Excuse me, ma'am. Why do you folks...
Sorry, I'm not a ma'am. I'm a fellow, you know.
Well, why do you allow women to answer the phone such as yourself? This is...
Sorry?
You know,
because you sound like a woman. That's why we have to ask a woman to answer the phone for you.
Ma'am, I have a penis and two testicles and...
Oh, do you think so?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I don't think so,
ma'am. Would you like to see them?
Hey, show it to yourself, yeah? I bet you've got a mirror in your house.
You hear that?
Have you got a mirror?
I have a 4 inches.
Yeah, well, if you haven't, they're going to buy one. They've got sale in August.
Do you measure the penis in centimeters or kilograms here, sir?
It was great.
That's a good question. How do they measure the penis? How do they know over there? Because we have a small penis over there.
I am every week.
You know, I can weigh, if I weigh 280 pounds here in America, I only weigh like 30 kilograms. So everything is small over there. So when they can see an American like me and I pull out my penis, it's much bigger than what they're used to. I think he's confused. They're all... Let's call him again.
That's right. They're all... Their math is all weird. Math is all weird.
Yeah.
He was great, though. You should call him every week.
32 minutes for this call.
Are you calling him back again?
Yep. I'm going to pull something from the old playbook here.
Hello. Can I want to buy...
Why don't you go check to see your mother's wearing underwear?
Hello, kahan jawana?
Go check and see if your mother's wearing underwear.
Tumhe kahan jawana?
Internet medda.
Tari mana bosra ma jawano?
What language do you speak, sir?
Hey, tari mana bosra ma jawano?
You disgusting immigrant over here.
Tari ma, amra che fursat ma che, tari ben fursat ma che.
Do you take all the American...
Oh, bilkul ready chu.
Taking all the American jobs, you bastard.
Tari baddi hamaj pade.
Get out of my country, right now.
Ma dikra, to tere batare... তারা পাপ হচ্ছ নি মাদের রোজ হোটেল
খুসখুস
তুমারা যাওয়া যাওয়ানো নি
খুসখুস খুসখুস
তুমারা যাওয়া যাওয়ানো নি তার বাপ কেউ আছে বুঝলি তো
সালাম আলাইকুম
সমজি কে হবে তো চাল বস
It would appear to be that the monkeys took over the phone over there. Was that Indian or Arabic?
Well,
because it was Arabic.
I think it was just gibberish.
Ude bude aduge boogly bowel. You got to get a black guy to call.
I think he was just fucking with you at that point and just acting, saying gibberish.
Boogly mugeo.
Like it, you know, it's like one of the old happy meet phone calls. I was just saying gibberish. That's what he was doing.
Alright, so let's call back, and apparently they're Indian, I'm being told. I have my confirmation from Nunu, so we should have said, what are those Indian curses? Madar Chod, right? What's the other one? Lan. Big Lan. Let's let him stew in his giblets for a little while, and then we will call back and insult him in Indian. Nunu doesn't know. It didn't sound Arabic to me. It did sound...
5 to 15.
It had a touch of Punjab to it. So I believe that was actually Indian.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in now and you're confused, yes, this is a mad
that's
show.
That's gibberish.
This is an angry madhouse show. It is June the 12th. No, actually, it's 6:12 p.m. Huh. October 11th, 2008. We're on in the afternoon. We're on because I just wanted to go on. I didn't go on Thursday. Please tell all your friends. Dino said he would like to call in. Dino will be joining us here later on at the top of the hour, the bottom of the half of the hour or something. I don't know when. So if anybody out there wants to send in your prank call request, please do. You can message me on Madhouse Radio. That's the username if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. You can also go into the chat room and send me a message as well there. That also works. Be sure to take advantage of that in the chat room. Send me a private message and send me those requests. Also visit madhouselive.com. And there you can also send your free prank request using our easy-to-fill-out form. I want to say a big what's up to everyone who is tuning in at this time. Of course, Lonesome Losers in the house. New News as well, checking in. Tuck's in there as well. He's also here in studio with me, taking up the number two chair. Milkman is recovering from ankle surgery tonight, and our prayers are with Milkman. Anybody out there, if you have
ankle
any...
Ankle surgery.
Yes, he did have ankle surgery.
What happened to his ankle?
He pulled a groin or something. Anyway,
he hobbled to the computer?
No.
He can't hobble to the computer?
He pulled a groin. Also want to say what's up. Zolar, of course, is in the house. Evil Artie, Dino, G-Wiz over there holding things down earlier. Bad Boys of Ohio are checking in as well. Emmy Rose, Evil Shuli, Blitz is in the house. A lot of guests. Who else is in here? The Big Machine. Machine is in here. We already talked about New. The Ford Show. We'll probably go on at some point tonight. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. One of those times, pick it, and that's when they're going on. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, there you go. The Ford Show. Ford Show Party Nation will be on later on tonight. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on SyndicateRadio.tv, your home for Syndicate Radio Transvestites. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and do the next prank call. This one is to... this one is in Philadelphia to Rodriguez Grocery. Rodriguez Grocery. I need some music for Rodriguez. What kind of music would they have playing?
What's that? I kill your chicken. Sound to play.
What is that? Oh, isn't a.
What is that?
Blink.
You know what you're talking
about? Blink 182. Wasn't it? Was it them? No. It was Ween. That's a Ween song, I think. Right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, okay.
Maybe not. Dude,
that's
what is it? I kill your chicken? Maybe I don't. Oh, this one here, Buenos Tardes, amigo?
Buenos.
Yeah, maybe.
Tardes.
Okay, let's play that.
Yes.
Amigo.
Right, hang on, folks. We're calling Rodriguez Grocery.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Buenas tardes. How are you?
Bueno.
Hey, do you have lottery there? The lottery? Do you do the lottery there?
No.
No, have lottery there? Hello?
Do you,
how much are your plantains?
50 cents each.
Do you maybe do 5 for $1? Stupid ass. Fuck. Fucker. I thought that would have been funnier. I guess not. Showed you, huh? That song is too slow.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Makes perfect sense, dude. Alright, let's call back. Let's see if we get some anger there. And obviously that's not gonna work, so we're gonna go and call the next one here. Also want to say a big what's up to Crazy Fucker, also in the house. Crazy Fucker also checking in. What's up, man?
Oh, boy.
Good to see you, man.
Maybe we can check in with us later on.
Maybe. Hey, I've got audio of Crazy Fucker singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Reading.
Did you hear that audio
maybe
yet?
He's reading more articles about you in the New York Times, whatever.
New York Times. Did you hear the audio of Crazy Fucker singing the Star Spangled Banner?
It's like an old one, or it's like something recent?
It's an old one that was just recently discovered again. Hang on, let's try that here. This is Crazy Fucker from an episode.
Okay.
This is from the October 19th, 2006 episode.
Going back, wow.
Going back. If it'll start any day now. It's taking its time. Well, we'll wait for that.
Now let me sing the Star Spangled Banner before I go. And remember when the black folk used to pick cotton? Now only black
Yeah, that's only cotton. They like to pick you. Yeah, white girls are cotton underpants.
Cotton underpants, right on, man. Okay, he just hung up. Crazy fucker.
Hey,
crazy fucker is in some movie tonight, everybody.
That's awesome. Cotton underpants, everybody, whatever that means. Apparently that's a new version of the Star Spangled Banner. We have a prior...
It's cotton picking time now, everybody. Be sure to buy a T-shirt and support and keep the cotton industry going along.
Exactly. Cotton industry, the cotton industry is the most important industry in the South. And Tuck, you're from Tennessee, and you're a cotton, yes. cotton plantation owner. You're a son of a plantation owner.
Out there getting picked right now.
Good. Good for you, man. Crack
you
that.
You can hear real closely.
Crack that whip.
You can hear real closely. You can sing him. You can hear him singing hymns.
Ain't nobody right gonna call me down, way down Moses in Egypt land. Yeah, I hear them over there. Okay, good. Anyway, so we're going to call the Al Bilal. Al Bilal is an Indian restaurant that we called a long time ago. They got caught with cockroaches. Inside the restaurant, we prank called them on April 20th of this year. That is a classic prank call called American Bastard, which you can also hear if you want over at the main website, and that's over at, what's that called, madhouselive.com. That's where we post stuff like that. So let's
what
go.
I hear?
That's what you hear. All right, so let's give them a call here. This is Al Bilal Restaurant.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Excuse me while I kiss this guy real quick. Give me a...
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hi there, what would you like to order?
Yes, I'm ordering pillow rice.
Pillow rice, yeah?
Pillow rice.
Is it the yellow rice?
It's it. Look, I really only my first language is American. I'm from America.
Okay.
And not this English stuff. And this one here says P-I-L-A-U. So I know the U.
So it's
like,
pronounced as pilau.
It's pillow.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Pillow rice. That one.
Yeah.
And I need the Papa Dams.
Yeah.
And there's two of us. Now he said a portion. I'm explaining. I want the whole thing, not just a portion of it.
No, the whole thing is one portion. You got two pieces and the chutney.
Okay, but what I'm saying, I don't want a portion of the order. I want the whole order. You know, I want the whole thing, not just a part of it, not a portion. We want a completion of it.
You know, like that is a whole bit.
Hours.
I want two completions.
7 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
For
two
this call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two,
great.
Two of them. Yeah.
Two
of them. Yeah.
Good evening, Al Bilal.
Is this the Al Bilal?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. All right. Hey, I made an order there about a month ago, and it was great, and I wanted to see if I could repeat this wonderful experience when I was on vacation. How are you today, sir?
Sorry, say again, sir?
I want to make a food order, please.
Right.
Yes, I am from America, and I'm staying in a brief hotel here, one of the hotel machines. And about a month ago, I was in town, and I believe I ordered from you folks. You guys have the pilau rice, right?
We are in Vimzor, Russia.
Yes.
We don't deliver, sir.
Well,
you have to pick it up.
Okay, well, tell you what. I will come pick it up. Last time, my associate, Artie, came to pick it up. And this time, I will pick it up myself.
Yeah, no problem. We solved that one out for you.
Okay. Now, would you describe this restaurant that you have there? You could eat off the floor. It's clean, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. All right, so I would like an order for pilau rice.
Sorry?
Pilau rice. You see, it says here in the paper. Hang on, let me look.
Pilau rice.
No, it's pilau rice.
Pilau rice.
Yes, that's the one. How do you say it? I don't know. How do you say
it? Well, which way are you saying?
Pilau.
I just sound like very, very, very hungry, so...
Pilau rice. Well, why was it hungry? Because I'm American?
No.
I have faced...
You sound like... Which way are you saying it?
I have faced a lot of discrimination, sir.
Sorry?
I have faced a lot of discrimination here and at home.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of people look at me. I have a physical problem. I was burnt on the side of the face. You ever see Batman? When they threw...
Yeah.
You remember when Two-Face, he got the stuff... When Scarface threw the... acid on Two-Face, and he had the one side of the face that was different than the left side.
Right.
I've got to
what
like
do,
that.
Sir, if you want a food, why not batteries before you order anything? Just come down. We can
make
it for you
God.
In front of you like
help,
2 minutes.
Help. Hello?
So,
okay, well,
help. I'm busy
please,
right now.
Help me. I want to make an order.
Orders and everything. So, what you do?
If you
come down, we can sort it out for you. No problem. Yeah?
No.
Okay.
No, I want to make the order now because I don't want to stay there and wait for it to be made. I know what I want. Why are you refusing me service?
I know refusing you, sir.
So you're not allowed to refuse service in this country?
No, we don't.
Okay,
we don't.
Well, write down. Do you have your pen handy and your paper?
Right, yeah, just go on quickly.
Okay, I need 2 pillow rice.
Yeah.
With 1 king prawn buna.
Yeah.
2 chicken tikka masala.
Yeah.
And 2 Peshawari naan.
2 Peshawari naan, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have lawn bread?
Yeah, we do.
Lawn bread? Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, put me down for 2 long. How big are the lawns? Do they get large? Like, are they? Would you say maybe like how many centimeters? Would they feed enough like for 5 people?
No, it will be each lawn. For each person.
Okay. Now the lawn bread, is that the one that you put the tzatziki sauce on top of? Or you dip it first before you put
you
it in?
You can eat any way, either way.
Can you put it in the clam, the lawn bread?
Right. I think it's a little bit going out of order in there.
Oh, well, forget the lawn bread.
What do you do? Give me a ring again later on so we can sell you out because I'm busy right now, so...
Take my order. Right? If you refuse service, they refuse service. My God, I'm trying to get him worked up. Now, let's call back that Orlando Cabs, that very angry Hindu guy.
Yeah.
Just a moment.
The pillow rice.
The poppadoms, yeah?
Right.
Okay. What curries would you like?
I'm sorry?
What curries would you like?
I see the chicken curry with extra cockroaches.
Pardon?
With extra cockroaches, please.
Where are you calling from?
From the United States of America. Do you have any palmetto beetles? We call them cockroaches. Sir?
Oh, you want to come in and say that?
Well, I'm making an order. It's a free country, sir. This is America. I make an order Sir, I'm American. Watch your mouth.
Shut the fuck up, you bastard.
Excuse me, this
American
is...
American bastard.
How dare you, sir?
Shut up.
After what we've done for you. You wake up in the morning, you thank the God for us. Yes.
Madhouse Radio.
Get us the pooch.
For this call. And,
yes, hello. I would like a taxi cab to come pick me up, please.
Where from?
Well, here's the problem. Apparently, you folks use a different numbering system here, and now I've been waiting for another.
I've already spoke to you once. I don't know anything about it.
We talked about 3 hours ago. And
no, not with me.
Well, maybe it was 30 minutes here in the UK, but in America Superior Time, it was 3 hours. And then when I called back, because you hung up on me, sir, this woman came on and was going, like, making very bad noises with the mouth and the phone, and speaking in some kind of barbaric tone to me. And I was very taken aback, and I want your badge number and your ID, your social ID number, because I am going to draw a lawsuit up when I make it to Orlando.
Alright, well, you draw a lawsuit up and give them this number to ring, okay, bye?
Why don't you piss off? Damn it. Alright, I want to get the guy. Now that they're on guard again, they'll probably put him back on. Let's try that again. Where's Milkman at anyway?
Groin surgery or something, he said.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
They can't keep it off the hook forever because they're going to lose business. We'll give them a call again later. In the meantime, let me call back the Al Bilal restaurant. This is Al Bilal restaurant once again. We talked to them before, and now we're talking to them again.
Al Bilal?
And you listen, Gangstar, Code of the Streets, 98.6 The Mouth, and SyndicateRadio.tv.
Sugarmag.com.
Hello, Albert Anderson.
Yes, may I speak with the head immigrant in charge, please?
Sorry?
I need to speak with the head immigrant in charge, please.
Yeah, you can speak to me.
Are you the head immigrant, or is there someone, another immigrant of higher status than you at this location?
What do you mean by head immigrant?
Well, there's always one immigrant in a group that is the alpha immigrant and makes the decisions, and that's who I wanted to talk to right now. Because
yes.
someone said bad things to me on the phone and hung up and refused me service, and I'm going to sue you, and because this is America. So I order you now to put the head immigrant in charge on the phone before I make a lawsuit against you, sir.
Well, you can do whatever you like then, yeah? And that's it. Tradition.
How you sound like you're a very short guy who likes to drink chai lattes.
Eh?
Is the head immigrant there, please?
Yes, that's I told you I'm speaking. You can speak to me and.
Immigrant. Now my question for you is: I don't know your name. What is your name?
Doesn't matter my name. Speak to me.
By law, you have to give me your name and your ID number, your badge number.
Okay, what's your name first?
My name is Jack Valenti.
Okay. My name is Peter.
Your name is not Peter, son of a bitch. What is your real name?
What is your name, son of a bitch?
Excuse me, sir, don't say bad words.
I'm telling you the same thing. Yeah?
No, I'm defending myself. No. I'm defending myself and I'm allowed to say son of a bitch to you. But you're not allowed to say it to me.
No, I am allowed to say you because you are a real son of a bitch.
I am not a real
son of a bitch. And I can call you are a bastard as well, yeah?
Is your mother wearing underwear right now?
You are a fucking motherfucker as well.
I've never been a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I fuck your mother. I'm too tired.
I'm listening to you.
Listen,
listening to you.
Peter.
You are a fucking motherfucker bastard.
Peter.
You motherfucking bastard.
Oh, God.
Sample, please.
You are a motherfucker bastard. That made it into the
Hollywood vagina. Sample that.
Yeah, please. Hollywood vagina.
Hollywood vagina. Vagina.
All right, everybody. Apparently, you're allowed. It's like a gun law here in the States. You know, you're allowed to defend yourself with curse words. It was in self-defense.
It was what kind of horse shit is that?
It was a self-defense, man. All right. In the meantime, let's go ahead and call someone here in the United States. Here we go. Here's something. We haven't talked to them in a while. We've got the New York Grill coming in per request. Lonesome Loser has sent the number as well. The New York Grill, we've called them a few times. They're in Tokyo, Japan. They're a legitimate New York grill.
That's not America, though.
Yeah. Well, no, but they're a New York-style grill over there. And what have we done over there? We've propositioned... Yeah, we said...
You hit on the little Chinese girls, Japanese girls over there, and...
Yeah, and this all kind of ties...
It can be illegal things to get you with if it was in the U.S.
That's right, and apparently this year, this ties in with our last prank call, speaking of mothers, this is the same place we're about to call right now. Hang on a moment, folks, listen to this prank call, and we're going to call them actually in real time. Tokyo, Japan, coming up.
Shut up.
Mushi mushi.
Mushi mushi.
Hi, are you an American English speaker?
Yes, this is New Grandpa. How may I help you?
Oh, this is Vagina Jones. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Do you remember Vagina Jones?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember me? I'm Vagina Jones.
Mr. Vagina Jones?
Hey, you remember me?
I'm sorry. How do you spell your name?
Vagina, V-A-G-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
J-O-N-E-S?
Vagina Jones.
V-A-G-I-N-A?
Hours? 22 minutes for this call.
We talked a few months ago, remember?
おはようございます。パークハイアット東京でございます。
Shut up. Hello.
Good morning, this is Takaya Tokyo. May I help you?
Good morning. I just woke up and I had a lot to drink last night. And they say that the best cancer for the cure is the hair of the dog. So, do you guys have a bar? You have a bar there, correct?
I'm sorry. Yes, there are two bars at our hotel.
Wow, there's two bars in this hotel?
Yes.
Can I have a steak made and brought to my room? Would that be possible?
I'm sorry?
Could I have a steak made on the grill and then you bring it up to my room? Would that be possible?
Sorry, it's, you mean, only the restaurant at 41st floor is open now.
Uh-huh. But I'm in the hotel, you understand? I'm staying in the hotel. Careful, my wife's looking at me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shh, quiet, my wife's like looking at me. Hang on, don't act normal. Act natural, shut up, you're going to get me in trouble, man. I'm on my honeymoon. Hang on, don't go anywhere, okay? What's going on? Hector's at the door. Can you tell Hector it's going to be a moment? He's got to go downstairs, please. Give me a second, all right? Give me a second. I'll be right there. Quiet you. There's a Puerto Rican at the door, so I have to go. All right? But I'm going to be calling you back.
Yes. Sorry. Which room are you staying?
Look, we'll take care of that later. I got to go. Don't you understand? Hang up the phone. Hang it up. Hang up the phone now.
Jeez.
Fucking women over there don't listen. All right, I'm selling my car. The guy who's coming to pick up the car that I sold just showed up. So give me a second here. I got to play something. I'll be right back. I got to find something long, Tuck. Right. Give me something long that I can play. Hang on. I got to take care of some business real quick. Everybody, give me 5 minutes or something. If I can find this, where do I? Ay, ay, ay. You know, I told this fucking guy, come early. He didn't show up. I'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere, please. Let's get right back where we left off. Now that all the drama is gone, in my personal life. Who else is here?
Huh?
Still no milkman.
No.
He's still,
I don't know.
He's still working on his ankle aids.
He's
okay, so we were calling. Who were we calling? The New York Grill? Was that who it was? New York Grill.
I have no idea. Yes, it was.
It was in New York Grill. Okay, folks, we're going back to live prank
calls. You called them and you either hung up abruptly.
Yeah, I had to. I had no choice.
Do you know where you were in the, I know, but do you know where you were in the, content there?
What was I doing? I already forgot, dude. I'm a stoner. What can I say? What was I doing?
You called her. I don't know. I can't remember what the thing was.
I wanted a steak in my room. Steak in my room. Steak in my room.
Yes.
That's what it was.
And then your wife came and interrupted you, and you were going to call her back.
In real life. There we go.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Hey, how are you doing again? Hello?
Good, thank you.
Hey, good. Remember I was talking to you, and my wife came in the room? Hello?
Sorry. I'm afraid I don't catch you.
Well, you don't.
This is Park Hyatt Tokyo.
Yeah, this is the. I'm staying in the hotel. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and I was calling before because I wanted to have a steak brought to my room.
New York Grill.
Yes, from the New York Grill to my room because I am in the same hotel. You know, I'm staying in your hotel.
Yes. May I have your room number, please?
My room number is 118.
118.
Right.
Sir, I'm afraid we don't have such a room number.
What are your room numbers like? Are they single, like 2 digits or 3 digits?
May I have your last name, please, sir?
It's Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
J-O-N-E-S?
Yes.
May I have your first name?
It's V-A-G-I-N-A.
V like victory.
Right. A G.
A like April.
Mm-hmm.
G like Germany.
Right. I like India. N like Nippon. Ah, you like that one? And then A.
Thank you very much. Your first name is Mr. Vagina Jones.
No, you're saying it wrong. It's vagina.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Vagina. Oh, I'm afraid. You said that you're staying here right now.
Not yet, no. I will be coming in, and when I check in, I would like to have a prepared steak with potatoes next to it. Do you cut your potatoes long or short ways?
Hold the line, please.
Are you putting me on... Is there a French man that works there who's kind of rude with people? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Our manager is French.
Ah, that's the guy. What's his name? Jean-Pierre? Hello?
No, Philip. Mr. Philip Bord.
That's him. That's who I need to talk to. Philip Bord.
Oh, sir, I'm afraid it's 8 o'clock here, and he's not in here, and the New York grill is coming in at 9:30 in the morning.
Well, here's the thing. When I came in once, and this woman provided a service for me with the meat... She made... Do you do the service where you make the meat disappear? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where the meat... You make it disappear inside, and it comes out, and it has, like, a different taste to it. Almost like... How do you say? Like, a fishy kind of taste to it?
I'm afraid I don't, because I'm the hotel operator, and...
Well, you know the type of show that I'm talking about where the woman... sits down and she makes the piece of meat disappear, and it comes out and it has like a different flavor to it, almost like a fish sauce flavor, and then you put it on the grill after that, right there in the hibachi grill, right in the hotel room. She did this, and then we both ate it together with wine
in your room.
Yes.
So you order a room service.
She came in and she brought the raw piece of meat. And she put it inside her vagina. And then she left it in there for a little while, and she went like, like that. And then she put it, we turned on the little grill on the side, and we made the steak like a rare steak, and then we both ate it. I think it was like a Chianti or like a red wine or a Bujadeau. You know that wine that you guys have there? Madam?
Hold the line, please.
Who are you putting me through to? Japanese Security Service coming up next. Ninu says we're going to call the retirement home next.
Cool, okay.
I think Athena's mad at her because I told her to go do something. Crazy fuckers trying to call on the wrong line. This is taking a goddamn long time. Anyway, so if you're tuning in, this is Madhouse Radio Saturday Show, 7 p.m. A little after 7 p.m. on a Saturday, October the 11th. Tuck's here with me. This is
Perlita.
Laid back. This is nice music. Very relaxing. Do you think she's getting someone in the... maybe she's conference calling someone. Let's play... Ooh, look at that. That's cool. See, look at that. I can change. I got like the echo sound again. I like that. Let's pick another number here. I'm going to go with, let's see what number 69 does. I'm going to 53, 64, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, crazy fuck. I'm going to shut the cell phone off now. Oh, I know why. I forgot to set the cell phone to forward like it's supposed to. He's probably trying to call the toll-free line. Hang on, crazy fucker. You'll be able to get through soon. How you do this? Phone, call forwarding, unconditional. This is taking too goddamn long, dude.
She's waiting me out. She knows the drill. She knows how to hand the yeast.
Well, didn't we say before in Japan, when they're getting called like this, they'll actually just put you on hold, like eternal hold?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah? Instead of just, fuck this. Taking too fucking long.
Their whole culture is not being rude, but having a way around it.
Respectful.
You know, we're abrupt. So, fuck you, motherfucker. There's a respectful way to be rude and call you a motherfucker.
Very good. Hang on. Give me just a moment here, folks.
That's
part of it. We're going to do the next prank call of the night. This is the Square Dance Center. Woo! Yay! Yeah, right, Boise, Idaho.
Shut up!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sir. How are you doing? Are you in English? Do you speak English?
Just a little bit.
Well, mushy mushy to you. How are you, brother?
Okay, so how can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a meat show.
Excuse me?
A meat show? Do you guys have the meat show there? I heard this is the place where you can get the meat show.
Meat show?
Yeah, do you have meat there? Do you do meats?
Sorry, I can't understand.
Do you know what a meat is?
Meat?
Yes, meat.
Meat. Okay, just a moment, please.
Oh, Jesus.
Go to sleep.
You're hanging up. You're sleeping.
You all bad prank caller. We know who you are.
Hello.
Hey, just in time. Mushy mushy.
Mushy mushy. Hi.
Hey, good. Do you
can I help you?
Yes. Do you have meats there? Steak meats?
No, we don't.
You don't? Is this a vegetarian place? You don't have steak meats?
Oh, we only have salads, but we don't have vegetarian food.
You don't have vegetables and fluids?
We only have salads for vegetarians.
No, but I want meat. I'm not a vegetarian. I want meats.
Oh, we have meats, yes.
Do you have the beef? Beef meats?
Yes, of course.
Like steak meats? So... Yeah. And in accordance with that, do you also do the meat show that I've heard so much about?
What is that? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
The meat show is, you know, I don't want to be vulgar, but a woman makes the meat disappear like David Copperfield.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Do you know who David Copperfield is?
No.
Okay, let me tell you what. If I had a meat, I had one meat, right? You know what one meat is? Okay, I'm going to take the meat, and on top of it, I'm going to put a napkin.
Okay.
And then I pull the napkin away, and the meat is no more meat in my hands. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened to the meat? It disappeared, right?
Okay.
So I am looking for the meat show where the woman comes and brings the meat, and then she makes it disappear. Do you understand what I'm... You know, I'm trying to speak down to you as much as I can.
Okay.
Are you I've heard in Japan they do this thing where they make the meat disappear, and then they put it on the grill and then they eat it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because apparently you guys have some type of sexual dysfunctions and stuff. I think it's because you guys don't have a lot of space here.
We don't do that. I'm sorry.
You don't do space or you don't do meat show?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, have you heard, do you know anywhere that I could get the meat show?
Can you wait for a minute, please?
I'm not waiting for more than, like, a minute, so you have to be fast. Okay. Thank you.
You gonna listen?
Is it okay if I talk about meat shows, Athena? Awesome. I have the go-ahead from Athena to talk about meat.
Oh, thank you for waiting.
Hey, did you find the lady about the meat show?
I'm sorry, we don't know. We don't have any information about that.
I can show you my own meat show. Do you have steaks there, right?
No, actually, we don't have enough space to do that.
But all it takes, I just pull down my pants and I make the meat disappear in the backside of me. I'll show you how to do it, it's fine. I'm quite trained well at meat shows.
I think you better to try another shop, not this one.
You sound kind of Jamaican now. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you take a break to maybe partake in some smoking for a second there? I think you did, right? You could tell me. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I heard that the marijuana laws in Japan are crazy.
What?
You know? Is that true? Like, if you have, like, a dime bag of it, they make a meat show on you in the jail?
Maybe. Maybe they have, but we don't know anything about that.
Have you ever met a black person before?
No.
Would you, if you saw a black person and you had a purse, would you hold a purse closer to you? Just in case? You would, right?
Yeah,
be honest.
Oh, yeah.
You would, see? You see, Athena? She would. Why is that? Because he's black, you think he may want to hurt you, right, and take your purse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I understand. It's okay, honey. Don't worry, I won't let anything happen to you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
All
right. So there you go, honest answer from Japan. Is the mic working? Hello. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay, good. There's the honest answer from Japan. She would do the same thing. She would hold it closer to her. I don't blame her. And I pick up the phone. Nobody's there. All right. Is the phone line not clearing? There we go. Got it fixed. Okay, anyway, so we continue on doing some more shows here. Should I keep playing the AC/DC? Are we tired of that yet?
Oh, you know,
fun. Hey, man, what's up, Milkman?
What's up, brother?
What you doing, man? How's the surgery going?
Oh, man, it's getting better, I'll tell you what. It's been terrible, though, man. They had a hell of a time getting me, you know, disconnected, and they had that jaws of life put on me to remove me from the rascal scooter.
Oh, good. But your ankle's okay, right?
It's going to be better. I'll still be limping around for a little while, but... You know, I'll be able to milk my cows and stuff.
Awesome. Good deal. Exactly. Can't have a milkman that can't milk the cows. Hey, dude, we're about to call. You remember, you know that retirement home with the webcam that we call all the time?
Oh, yeah. Nunu's Land Cam Buddies. Actually, Nunu works there.
Okay. All right. So anybody out there?
Yeah, he's got a track on that.
Yeah, he does. So we're ready to call them again. They put the cam back up. Everybody out there in the chat room, Nunu's going to post a link so you can actually watch the webcam as we prank them. I'm going to pull it up here myself on my end. Excuse me, so I can watch as well. This is the Lincoln Villa.
It's a great one, man. You know, if you really pay attention, you see an old codger sitting around there. He'll be trying to dress up and look like one of the residents, but really has been in disguise. He's got her back there.
Nunu says there's long pieces of paper hanging down from the ceiling near the TV, and we should complain that it's a code violation, apparently, and to have the old people take them down. All right, that works. What's the call that we did to that? You remember that? We did a call to the old guy, and he said something really weird and funky. What was that again?
Oh, God, I don't know, but he was funny because he was on the phone for a long time. He thought he knew you.
He thought it was his son-in-law is what he said. That's
I think
right.
It's what it was. Yeah, you called into the son-in-law, maybe. That's what it was.
Anyway, so we're calling them now. I see people are starting to move the webcam already. everyone, it's at OICCam, OICCam.com.
Yeah, if you can, guys, try and get that thing pointed at one spot before you start moving around while we do the call.
Exactly.
So we can see the responses of the people. So just back off and let Carlito set it to one spot there, or Nunu, and then we'll be able to watch the people as we pick it up. Nunu may move to the phone.
Indeed. All right, here we go, folks. In the spirit of Milkman, we're going to do this for you. Let's play that prank while we're at it.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hold on. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Santa.
Pardon me?
It's Santa. Hi, Santa.
Hi, is that you, Mark?
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
When are you...
This is a phone call I don't need.
I'm sorry for what happened.
Huh?
I'm sorry for what happened.
What do you mean, what happened?
I'm sorry about what happened.
To me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's nice of you. Thank you.
We're going to come bust you out.
Okay.
Okay. When can you have your stuff all packed up?
Huh?
When can you pack your stuff up?
I can't hear you.
When are you going to pack your... When are you going to pack your stuff?
Okay, the practice and the stoppers is off.
The practice and the stoppers are off? That's good. Very good. How are your teeth doing?
Huh?
How are your teeth doing, sir?
You're doing fine.
That's good. Okay, well, Santa's going to come. He's going to come bust you out.
Okay, thank you.
No, but you want to come out, don't you? I'm sorry we put you there.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was fun.
Milkman, try to keep it down over there.
Lincoln Villa, Carmela speaking.
Hi, how you doing, lady?
Good, who is this?
This is Jack Valente. I'm calling with a concern. Apparently, my mother-in-law is over there, and she's slouching seriously. We're watching her. Could you please tell her not to slouch anymore because of her osteoporosis and the doctor says she's not supposed to be slouching in the chair anymore.
Oh, are you talking about with...
She's in the common area, and we put her in, and they told us that we were allowed to, you know, watch her, make sure she was okay, and I, you know, we're seeing her, the grandkids are here, and we're watching her, but she's slouching again. So I need you, can you please tell the old lady, the, you know, my mother-in-law to please don't slouch.
I'm sorry, Amanda, who's your mother-in-law?
She's the lady over there in the wheelchair, in between the two tables, and she's slouching, and I really need you to ask her.
Oh, is that, Emma?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Annie?
Annie.
Yeah.
Can you,
yeah.
Can you please tell her, can you put on the phone, please?
Put her on the phone?
If you can, or just tell her not to slouch anymore, if you could, please.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, we'll be right here waiting.
Yeah, I always say that to her every time I get her on the dining room.
All right. Well,
so, okay, then.
No, please, I need to talk to her.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. All right, guys, don't move the camera anymore, please, so we can watch them get her. Don't, please, play nice. Don't be assholes. Don't move the camera anymore.
Don't ruin the call
because I will end the whole show right now. I will do it. But I love you guys, seriously. He's over there. I don't know which one this is, Annie.
Is this? You're playing your viewing pleasure.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Here she is.
Okay.
Somebody wants to talk to you.
There she is.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? Hi.
Who's it?
It's me. Hey, it's been a while since we talked to you, but why are you shouldn't be slouching so much? Remember, you're not supposed to slouch in the wheelchair. Why?
Your voice is too small. I can't hear.
Can you stop slouching in the wheelchair, please? Because it's bad for your back. Would you mind not doing?
I cannot hear you.
You look very lazy in the wheelchair, and
I cannot hear you.
You look lazy. No slouching. Don't slouch.
Huh?
No slouch.
No.
Do you know what you're doing? Don't look down. Look up. Always look up. Keep looking up and never look down. Never look back. These are the greatest days of your life.
Use the megaphone there, Mono. Use that megaphone.
I broke the megaphone. Did you hear I broke the megaphone? I got mad on Thursday and I broke the megaphone on the table. Did you hear about that?
No, but I knew you were having a connection problem.
You didn't know? What would you? I got angry and I broke something. What do you recommend I do when I get angry so I don't break things?
Get him sick on his head.
Do you believe that I should maybe channel my anger into stuff like punching drywall or something? I mean, would you recommend that? Or what did you used to do when you get angry?
Give him a tick on his head.
I'm going to take off his head. All right. Can you give the phone to the other lady in the wheelchair next to you, the lady on your right? Do you know what you know what right means?
No. He's not here anymore.
Could you ask for my friend? He's there right now.
Huh?
Could you ask for my friend? I need you to give the phone to my friend, please.
No. I can't. He's not here.
No. He's sitting in the wheelchair in the middle. He's talking to my wife. You see him there, the big guy, the bald guy?
Yeah.
Could you please give him the phone? I need to talk to him.
No.
Could you please
ask? He's not here anymore.
No, he's right there. He's right there. My wife is talking to him.
No.
There's a man.
He's not here.
He's in front of the TV.
You could laugh, but no, he's not here. Nobody's here.
I see him. I'm looking. I have a satellite inside the room that you're in right now. It's a satellite machine. It's from the future. You know where the future is? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So there's this guy in front of you in a wheelchair. He's a fat man with a bald head. He kind of looks like Rush Limbaugh in maybe 20 years. You know what I'm talking
about?
Oh, get the phone.
He
yeah, he's in front of you. Look at him. He's in front of you. Maybe if you looked up a little bit, you'd see him, ma'am.
No, I don't see anybody. I see only the TV.
Say, tell him, hey,
hey,
say, hey, mister, give, take the phone. Say, lady, you got to be a little more entertaining than this. Please move your chair forwards. Is that one of those?
Nothing.
Do you know how to move your chair?
I can move my chair, but I see nothing.
Oh.
I see only TVs.
You see only TVs?
Yeah.
Can you throw the phone at the TV?
Yeah.
That's where it goes. Throw it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You take the phone and you move it really fast away. Give the phone to him. Give the phone to that person right now. Give it to him. That man in front of you, give him the phone. Tell him the phone for him.
That's a bone.
Say phone. Really loud. Say phone for you. Say it loud.
No.
Does he speak Spanish?
Do you speak Spanish?
No. Yeah.
Where are you from? Italy or something?
No.
Oh, God. Well, lady, good luck to you.
Say hi to Nunu.
Say hi to Nunu for us. Do you know how to hang up the phone now?
I love the madhouse.
All right, she's gone. She's not gone. I was trying to get the phone to that guy in front. Because, you know, he's going to be like, I don't know who that is. But I'm sure, like, if some old lady gave him the phone, he'd be like, oh, okay. Phone for me. That's right. That's nice. Thank you. Okay, so that's not going
to
work.
That was Nunu, guys. So, anyway, say hi to Nunu. We all finally got a... another look at him there.
Yeah, whatever.
I blew his cover.
So what have you been up to? What else have you been up to, Milkman? How's your day been?
Well, after I got removed from the rash of scooter, man, I'm actually feeling a little bit hungry now, so I'm going to go get me something to eat.
Okay.
It took most of the day to get unentangled, but fortunately, because it was the Madhouse model, the special Madhouse Express model, it didn't actually really damaged me, no broken bones or anything. Just a little bit of a limp, little muscle strain.
Right.
So I'll be all right.
Good deal. Hey, man, that's awesome. Good for you.
Hey, who else been on today? Is Rex called in or anybody that we know? Anything? What have I missed, man? I'm sorry I couldn't get in here because, they had to dolls a life on me for a little while.
No, it's fine. I got a new mixer and I connected it and I came on, did a few pranks that were pretty funny to England, and then we took a long break. And then I came back, and you kind of joined us in the middle of our second round, so no problem.
Cool, yeah. Excellent, man.
Cool, we got.
Well, man, I'm sorry to hear about the megaphone. That old lady, she should have known better than to throw the megaphone.
Oh, crap! That's what I wanted to buy today. I wanted to buy a replacement megaphone, and I was at the store and I forgot to. Damn.
Hey, Mr. Megaphone, see you good looking. We'll be right back.
Okay, Milkman, let's focus. When are you going to be home? By the way, when are you going to get on the air, like real air?
How much longer are you going to be on, dude? Because I've got to go to another meeting right after dinner.
Okay, well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Well, until I quit or 10 o'clock, whatever comes easiest. Probably before 10 o'clock, so I got some stuff to do here at the home.
Okay,
hang on, we're going to call the Al Bilal restaurant again. We called them earlier tonight. You remember the American cockroaches and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give them a call here. Don't go anywhere,
yeah,
right?
I'm here now.
Yeah, this will be the fourth time we call them tonight. But I was in a light. This is Al Bilal.
Yes, it is.
Hey, good deal, sir. I just wanted to ask you a question. I called a few times, and I wanted to see if it's not too late. I wanted to make my final decision.
Okay.
My final decision is that people like you shouldn't be allowed to have businesses in this country because you're very mean to good people like me.
Yeah, we'll be mean to you. Okay, boss. Goodbye.
American bastard, right? Yeah, that's a... he just doesn't... You missed him, Milkman. You missed it.
Oh. Alright.
You messed up big time. Man, I'm hungry.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Athena, you know what I got in the fridge for me? Sub sandwich. I can't wait to eat it. Athena's like, great. Athena, you heard? Yeah, Athena got tendonitis, everybody. It's pretty cool. She's so pissed off I'm talking about it.
Oh, cool.
She got a day off of work and painkillers. What's the big deal?
What the heck? Well, man, I tell you what, she was wanking you pretty good. You go, girl.
Yeah.
That's why we love her, man.
Yeah, Athena's saying it's
true. Your mono.
Yeah, she's got a paycheck problem. Slick Rick, was it really? I think it was Slick Rick. Good gold star for, I think it was. I don't know. If it wasn't, you get the gold star anyway, man. Congratulations. Gold star for you. And that means you get five Madhouse dollars. Be sure to use them over at the website, madhouselive.com. Go to the store and redeem your coupon code for your free Madhouse Gold Star. All right, good deal. Coming up next, we've got in Japan, Tokyo, Japan, coming up here, another Asian prank. Colonel, our ambassador to Japan is Milkman. He is actually, despite the fact that he sounds like a redneck, he is half Japanese. And this is the you have in all truth though, you do actually have family in Japan and everything, right? You got some like extended family members in Japan.
Actually, they're part Dutch German. They're up in Pennsylvania. You know, we got a long Amish heritage up there. But yeah, I got family in Japan. I got family everywhere.
Awesome, man! Don't we all?
We're all
family. Okay, so we're gonna do this now. The Shinjuku Sun Park Hotel. This is in Tokyo, Japan. I don't have any Japanese music, so we'll play the we'll play the rest of Lottie Dottie.
Keep in mind that we do have Milkman on the line now, so it won't be free until he's done. But your live calls will be accepted here in just a moment. I don't know how late I'm going to go, but we're just having fun. Just relax and listen, okay? Tell your friends to tune in. This is Madhouse Radio on SyndicateRadio.tv and all that stuff.
I'm not about to use Skype, Artie. Takes up, God, a lot of bandwidth, and it's expensive.
There's no bandwidth then.
Yep.
Lose cameras and everything.
So. Exactly, and it messes up my settings, and oh, God, forget it. Forget about it.
Die pissed.
Any second now, Tokyo will start ringing. I've got a good feeling about it. Now, Milkman, you said we do have a conference service, so we could do a conference show one night, right?
Yeah, I still have that available. Did you just, like I said, man, let me know, because we could actually all call in and be on the same line.
Yeah,
so
that would be cool.
I mean, we have to kind of limit how many people, you know, as far as talking at once, but as far as the fun factor, it's definitely available. Have some good old round calls like we used to do in the old conference days. Remember, we called McDonald's and
we called like about five McDonald's at the same time, man.
Yeah, oh my God. We could do that.
No one answered the call. Please try again later.
No one answered. It is still early in Japan. I believe it's only 9 a.m. over there. It's 8:30 right now, so sometime, you know, they don't pick up in Japan. What can you do? Oh, Milkman, I wanted to let you know, and everyone else who's listening out there, I had the pleasure of seeing probably one of the best documentaries that I have seen in about 5 or 6 years, man.
Wow.
Do you know who Bill Maher is? Do you follow Bill Maher? You know who that is, the comedian, the guy he used to host Politically Incorrect, and he's got the show on HBO also. You know what I'm talking about, Bill Maher, real asshole guy?
I heard of him, but I'm not really familiar with him. I don't watch much TV.
Yeah, well, he's a very opinionated gentleman, and he actually did a documentary. It's on limited release. I would recommend everybody who's listening right now, write this down. There's a documentary he made called Religious, R-E-L-I-G-U-L-O-U-S, Religious, okay? And it's about basically, I guess he's an atheist, it's pretty obvious he is, or he's a non-believer in religion. And he went ahead and he did a whole documentary, and he talked to, he went all the way to like the Holy Land and was like talking to Muslims and stuff, and what else? He talked to this guy who was here in Orlando, actually. What? I'll take care of it in a second, don't worry, I'm going to play something. I got to feed the cats in a second. It's hard to do these shows on Saturday.
Make sure that she goes to the left hand, man. We don't want her to get worse tendonitis, you know, in the other hand.
Yeah, I need that hand. That's the hand that I like. But seriously, though, folks, he talked to this gay guy who healed himself through prayer. He healed himself of being gay, and he's straight now and has three kids. Funny interview. He interviewed this guy who's from Miami, some Puerto Rican guy who says he's the second coming of Christ, and he tattooed 666 on his forehead and his hand. He said that it's not really the sign of the devil or the mark of the beast, it's really the sign of the return of Jesus. I don't know. The guy really thinks he's the second coming of Christ. No kidding. But I really recommend this Religious. Very good documentary, very good stuff. Be sure to check it out. Pedro, the Pedrophile, is in the house. I haven't seen him in a while. Pedophile in the house. Good to see you, Pedro. Okay, we're doing another prank call here. We're going to call the Square Dance Center. They're in Boise, Idaho. They do square dancing there. That's always fun. Dude, square dancing, I'm there. Right, Milkman? You're there. You're down for a good hoedown, aren't you?
That's right. We're dancing
there. Don't you go. We're calling Boise, Idaho, the home of the square dance. Just a moment, folks.
How about the potatoes, too?
Yeah. I'm tired of that song. Forget to get vinegar on my sub. I don't think it's a bad thing, though. I'm not a big fan of vinegar on my subs. More of an oil kind of guy. Only oil. And I don't like the oil and the vinegar amino where they do sub oil now where it's really mixed.
Yeah. I just like the plain olive oil, not the
oil. That's where it's at. A little bit of mustard, a little bit of mayo, a little bit of onion.
Like smattering of salt and pepper. And then you're in business.
I keep telling Athena, stay off the leg. She doesn't stay off the foot.
Wildfire, man. She's all broken up.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what. Okay, we got more numbers here. Chinese restaurant in Manchester with cockroaches.
What did you do to her?
Oh, my God, that sounds good. Now, I'm just getting ready to pull up to the Japanese restaurant.
There you go. Tai Wu fined a total of 3,000 pounds in order to pay 4,100 pounds in costs. Give us a picture of it. They're in, excuse me, in Manchester, England.
No way.
Yeah, seriously, Manchester, England.
Yeah, we had that little article about, you know, those people want to hurt themselves more than just about any other place in the world.
Yeah, so. Manchester is like regarded as one of the capitals for self-mutilation or something like that. Oh, God. All right, so let's do that then. I don't want to play Van Halen.
If you're in those bands, can
and
I
alcohol problems as well.
All right, hang on, folks. Cockroach.
Can I help you?
Hi there. How you doing, sweetie?
Hello?
Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
What can I do for you, please?
I want to make an order for, you know when you come in and you give money and then you take the food in the bag and you take it outside with you and you eat it at your where you stay?
Arjo King.
The Arjo King? Is that a good... Hello?
Who are you?
I want to make an order where I want to come in and pay for the food and then I take it back to my hotel room.
Okay, sure. And what would you like, please?
I would like... Do you have any, like beef meats?
What kind of beef?
Like meat. Beef meat.
But actually, and what kind of sauce are you looking for?
What kind of sauces? Do you do, like, an orange sauce?
Wait, can you just hold the line, please?
Oh, God. That sounds like all sorts of panic over there.
Too busy. Too busy.
Ni hao ma. Ni hao ma.
Hello?
Ni hao ma. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this the restaurant, Tai Wu?
Tai Wu, it is, yes.
Okay, yes. I wanted to come and I want to tell you what I want now, and then I'm going to come and give you money, and you put it in a bag for me, and I leave, and I eat it, you know, wherever I go, the final destination.
Well, what they call takeaway.
Is
you
that
take some food away?
I want to take it, yeah, and I want to take it to the, will they take accept it in the final destination?
No, we don't deliver, sorry.
Well, I will take it.
The food.
I want
to... yourself.
Shut up. I want to take it to the final destination, you understand?
No. You have to come and pick it up yourself.
Well, that's
we
what
don't deliver.
I'm going to pick it up and I will take it.
Yeah, that's okay then.
I'm going to take it to the final destination.
Well, wherever you go, it doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me.
Okay. So, you ready to take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have beef? Beef meats?
Yeah, we have beef.
Okay.
What kind of beef?
What kind of sauce do you put on the beef? What do you recommend? Do you have a brown sauce?
Brown sauce?
Yes.
Oyster sauce?
Well, is it a brown sauce?
Yeah.
You know, they say...
kind of brownish.
They say oysters are the cockroaches of the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the last time I came, I had the side order of cockroaches with the food, and I actually liked it quite a bit. And it's brown sauce.
Do you remember what it is?
It was cockroaches on the side.
Sorry?
Cockroaches on the side.
Cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Is that a vegetable?
No,
or
it's,
is that meat?
It's an insect. But
cockroaches.
It's, yeah, it's... Can you ask about the cockroaches? Because I would like to have that again. It's a great source of protein.
Are you sure you had it in here?
Yeah, they said, it's a cockroach, like that. And they put it, they sprinkled it on nice and fine. And then I picked it out, and I rolled a blunt, and I sprinkled it inside the blunt, and I smoked it. Who's that? Who's that over there?
Oh.
Who are you
sorry,
talking
to? I think you have the wrong number.
Are you making fun of me in the background? No, they think they have the wrong number. I have wrong the number. Milkman, were you there for that?
Yeah.
No, good. That wasn't good. That wasn't good. That was a lackluster prank call. But we continue regardless.
Take it on to the beyond.
Okay, so what else do we have for? We got more numbers coming in. We've got the World's End Pub. This is in the UK. It is now 12:44 a.m. on Sunday in the Kingdom of United. This one here is in Edinburgh, whatever it is. And they just confirmed it right now, the World's End Pub. So let's give them a call.
Edinburgh.
Just cut. I don't want to play that. We'll play some Donny Hathaway here. Just a moment, folks. No. Is this the end of the world pub?
Yeah.
That's good. You know, I'm kind of concerned myself, and it's kind of a good feeling that you guys are on the same page as I am. Do you have alcoholic beverages here, sir?
We do.
Okay, so I have a feeling that tonight it is going to be the second coming, the end of the world. So I want to, don't you dare hang up on me, sir. You understand?
Right, well, hurry up there, mate, because I'm busy.
What are you doing? Are you making drinks?
I'm serving just now, yeah.
Who are you serving there? Is it a lady?
It's a guy.
It's a guy? Does he seem heterosexual or homosexual?
It looks like your boyfriend, actually.
Okay, that's good. You have heard from him?
Yeah.
Is he okay? That was gay. Quite literally. I'm getting ready to end the show. Coming up next.
It sounded interesting, though.
Hey. Went to the Moose, this bar, this the tavern, the inn, that was the famous Angry Women. It's probably like midnight there.
It's 12:47, so they're just getting into it. Nunu says,
you could
call.
Probably call them and get them busy.
Nunu says, call the Manchester Pub. I don't remember the name. They're called the Bull's Head Pub, I think, in Manchester.
Yeah.
I think, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we give them a call, I guess. What's his face sent in a number here? Our good friend Evil already sent in a number for Anthony.
We can stop our calls on Thursday, so this may be a better time, actually. You never know.
You never know, dude. Unless some losers working on getting the Manchester Pub number from way back when, we'll do that as well, of course. In the meantime, I would like to call back that Orlando Cabs. You remember that one that we did earlier? Oh, you weren't around for that, Milkman.
You were sick.
Yeah.
No. This is something else. You missed that. If Nunu.
Okay, he sent me that number earlier in the week and told me about it. So that was a good one there. I'm definitely looking forward to hear it.
Yeah, let me see if Nunu can send me that number here real quick. Orlando Cavs. I know he has it. We're going to give them a call back. Also here on deck, let's go ahead and call the Monk's Pub. The Monk's, Monk, whatever you call it. This one's in Ireland, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We're going to listen to that right now. We're going to pick another song because that other one got a little boring. I don't want to hear the Beatles. We'll listen then to a little Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Here we go. Overlord, the man.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? May I speak with the head immigrant in charge, please?
You're just going to have to speak up. I can't really hear you.
Can I speak to the head immigrant in charge, please?
To the what?
The head immigrant in charge.
Oh, the head, yes. Okay.
Hello? Yeah, I guess so. Well, no, we get the head person in charge, and
I wonder if they have draft in it. Why not be buying a foreign style on tap?
I'm going to tell them they need to make everybody be quiet because an important thing just happened.
Oh my god, it's taking forever.
Yeah. It's a full bar. Of course it's gonna take forever.
I wanna see if I can I wanna see if I can make him do an announcement.
Rush hour, you know.
They're just getting started there. What's it, midnight? Yeah. It's almost 1 o'clock over there. They're just getting started.
Yeah. Right. Man.
Closing time, huh? Anyway, we're calling Ireland, everybody. This is the Monk's Pub in Tipperary, Ireland. Trying to get an answer here. We'll keep that on the background.
I think they could do the group of all right.
Yeah, maybe, Milkman. Maybe that'll be funny. After we do this call here, we also have the Frankenstein Pub. That's also in Ireland as well. It's in Is Aberdeen in Ireland? Aberdeen's in Ireland, right? I believe so.
Yeah, sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got the Bull's Head just came in Manchester. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi. What was going on?
I can't find him. He's not around. Can I take a message?
No, I need you to please tell everyone to be quiet. There's an important announcement that we need to make, and we need you to spread the word as soon as possible. I'm with the fire brigade.
I can't hear you.
Oh, Jesus.
I need you to make an announcement. This is Jack Valente with the Fire Brigade. I need you to request everyone listen to this important announcement.
Okay, what's the announcement?
I need you to make them be quiet first, and I will let you know the message. I can only give it once. Please, if you can, do you have a bell there, or maybe a loud horn you can sound to bring attention?
Waiting here.
I need silence immediately.
Hello?
Yes, I need silence immediately. I have to relay an important message.
Hello?
Yes, can you please tell the people to be quiet for 10 seconds?
I can't hear you. Hello?
I need you to tell the people to be quiet for 10 seconds.
I can't hear you.
Tell them to shut up! Tell the people to be quiet.
Oh, fuck that. That's retarded. Maybe we can call a place that's not as busy.
Yeah.
We'll call the then. This is the people we called in the past. Maybe the lady will pick up.
I just want to see how it is when they're busy and shit.
Yeah, because I know they don't answer the phone on Thursday nights anymore from us. Because they did figure out that we were pranking them every Thursday night. So let's try to call a...
Yeah, why is the town? They look like they're smart, right?
Yeah, they're smart little monkeys, aren't they? Yeah. Is this the...
Yes, sir?
Yes, I need you to make an immediate request for everyone to be there as quiet as possible. Because I have something very important that you need to understand and to tell to all the people who are there. Why is...
1 second, please.
Why is it getting...
I've got a phone call. I'm on the phone call.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I need you to ask that the people be as quiet as possible.
Go on, I'm listening to you. What you got to say?
I have an announcement to make, and it's important that you make everyone be quiet, sir.
Go on, I'm listening.
I'm on my way in my helicopter. I'm going
to
come down.
You're on your way to what, sorry?
Yes, I'm on the way over there now, and I need everyone to make sure that I have a good seat and a good chair, and that they clean all the tables there for me, and I want all the chairs put upside down on top of the tables.
Well, nice quick question. Who the fuck are you?
I'm the owner of the business. I bought it about a year and a half ago.
Did you?
And I'm
That's interesting. And what's your name?
This is Jack Valente, Joe America's friend. Did you hear about him? He passed away.
No.
Yeah, well, Joe America passed away.
You're talking a load of bollocks. I own this building.
I don't
stock and barrels. You're just a wanker.
What does bollocks mean?
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. That was funny. That I enjoyed. Jesus. I love it when they get angry. Let's go ahead.
That was her, too, the first answer to the phone, too.
That was the two of them. You remember how mad they got at me last time? Hang on, man.
Yeah.
Manchester, wasn't that what
it
was?
Oh, yeah, she knew exactly who you were, dude.
Did we lose Syndicate? Oh, they missed a good prank. We did lose Syndicate. Yeah, we did lose Syndicate. Let me get Syndicate back on. Dude, my stomach is grumbling and growling for that That sandwich, man. Oh, yeah, I do understand. Yeah, with Syndicate, apparently with Now Live, there's an APM crash every night. It's the stupidest thing. Now Live, like, they do some kind of update
what
at APM.
Shit. They use something else.
Well, it's a Now Live problem. It's not Syndicate's fault. But every night I do watch an APM.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, they did figure that out. So let's play. Let's see if we can get back in here. Looks like I'm back in, I think. Let me click on Start Cam and click Allow.
Okay, I'm back in.
There we go.
I'm going to the area.
Let me know if we're back on. Please hit 1 if you do that.
I'm opening up the orifice.
I'm parting the hairs. I'm parting the hairs. All right, so we got confirmation. Syndicate didn't miss that call. That's good, Syndicate. Good for you, you fuckers. Let's go ahead and play the original version of that.
I'm inserting the Q-tip.
Hello?
What's that funny noise? Blip, 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 blip. Hello?
How am I supposed to know? Who are you?
The super from the building. How are you?
The super from what building?
Your building. The pub?
That woman
yeah.
Who you words.
Yeah,
like.
I just bought the pub. I won it in a bet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the American who owns your company now.
Well, we're not a company.
Well, no, the pub. I own the pub now.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm Jack Valente. I just wanted to call and introduce myself, see how you're doing, let you know how I'm going to be running things.
But why would you be phoning us at this time of the morning?
Well, it's not morning. It's evening over here in America still.
No, well, I'm sorry, but it's morning.
Well, it's an international transaction. Don't speak over me. I'll fire you. You understand?
Too late. I've already been fired, love, so you can't fire
me. You know
what? I don't know who the hell you
think. That's it. Get out.
Well, you don't have to.
You're fired. You're fired. And don't try to take any of the beer, because I know you. I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
Really?
I'm on to you.
Full of shit.
You're full of shit. You're fired. How much is your last paycheck supposed to be? You tell me I'm going to take away 10% for your attitude.
Why don't you go piss off, because I don't know who you are.
What's that supposed to
mean? You're an asshole.
I'm your owner now. I own you. I bought you.
I don't care who the hell you are.
I have your contract.
You know, you're the owner.
For this
you
call.
Come down here now.
I can't
come
now.
Down here.
Are you calling him back?
Yep. Yep.
Yay.
Good evening.
That's right. I'm a man, and a man will pick up the phone and call back when he has been slapped in the face, sir. And all I have to say to you is I'm going to turn the other cheek, and you do whatever you want to my cheek.
Well, come on down then. Come and see me.
Make sure
you bring your documents with you to prove that you are a part owner of this business, and I'd be delighted to see them.
I have a lot of papers that are signed here by Constable Lewis, who is the administrator for your block, and because...
For my block?
Your block, the block that you are in, yes, and the sector in Fallsworth.
Well, tell me what the address is of the premises, then.
It has...
Tell me the address of the premises.
Oldham Road 3,
mm-hmm.
Oldham, yeah. It's
yeah.
The Prime Minister here of the block said, look, they're in violation.
Prime Minister of the block, are you talking complete bollocks?
I don't know what bollocks are, sir. I don't understand.
So what you've got dangling between your legs and what you're talking out of right now?
My hemorrhoids?
There's no such thing as a prime minister of a block.
Yes, there is.
No, there is not.
He's a public notary.
What a bollocks.
Have you ever seen it? Because you don't pay your bills, sir. That's why you don't know. But you lost the deed.
Really?
I bought it in an auction.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
uh-huh.
I need you.
And then
to,
I lose the deed then.
I need you to kindly take all the chairs and put them on the bar, like upside down, on the tables.
What for?
I don't want you taking any of the fixtures out because they're all part of the contract, sir.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. All the fixtures and all the alcohol that's left is ours, sir.
And who's us?
Myself, Mr. Valente, and Valente and Associates.
Who are them?
We're the investors from the United States of America who have bought
uh-huh.
your business in the auction, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Do you know that we are the commanding presence here, the three of us together, we own the building now, and you're technically in violation, and I could have you like a citizen or a citizen's arrest, sir.
I suggest you send the police down, then.
No, we don't deal with the police. We deal in the back room with...
I suggest you bring the police down.
We don't believe
if
in
you
the
want
police.
To evict me from my premises,
well, actually,
bring the
sir,
police down.
Sir, listen, have you ever heard of the World Bank and the United Nations?
No.
Well, that's who we operate. We're not under the jurisdiction of Great Britain.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not. This is America.
Yes, you are. You've come into this country. Unless this has suddenly become an American embassy, and therefore it's American soil, not British soil, then you are under the jurisdiction of British law.
Well, that's what
whichever way you want to try and wrap that up.
That's what I'm getting at, sir. By law, since I'm the deed owner now, the whole...
You just told me that you're not subject to British law.
Well, I'm talking, sir. You're not letting me finish. In the United Nations says here, I have a charter by the Prime Minister of the Bloc and the public notary.
There is no Prime Minister of the Bloc.
Yes, there is.
There is no such person. Give me his name then.
He granted us the jurisdiction of your bottom floor only as sovereign American land. Therefore, anything that's on the higher levels is ours as well because we own the pylons.
You own the what?
We own the pylons to the building, sir.
The pylons? What pylons to the building?
There are big things of concrete and metal that hold everything up. And since, if you want, we'll cut down the pylons and take them back to America and the whole place will collapse. Is that what you want?
So there aren't any pylons in the building.
I'll tell you what, sir. I will let you apply for your job and you can keep it if you're the, you know, the most qualified person.
You're obviously talking about a premises that isn't this one.
It is, sir. This is the hotel and pub on road. And we're controlling it now because we won it in the auction. You guys foreclosed. You didn't pay your bills. And there were three complaints. And now we not only do we own the pylons, we also own the bottom floor. And, you know, eminent domain says that it's now sovereign American land. And I'm just requesting before things get nasty, before things get ugly, between me and you, because I will go down there. I will give you a good licking, sir.
I'd be delighted for you to come on down, and I say bring the police with you, because before I let you through the doors, I will ring the police.
Well, it's not the police; it's the United Nations. They're going to have blue uniform on. They're going to come.
The United Nations have got no jurisdiction in Great Britain,
sir. The United Nations, the Great Britain, is a signatory nation in the G8. And the United Nations, so...
Yes, I'm quite aware of that.
So, unfortunately, I'm requesting you, in the name of the United Nations, before I have to pull a sanction on you, that you go ahead and tell everyone politely to leave, and make sure that all the chairs are on the tables, and do your best you can not to steal stuff.
So what time are you coming down, then?
I should be there in about 32 minutes.
32 minutes?
Yes, sir. Do you have a clock there?
I do.
Is it a metric clock or a inches clock?
I have both, actually.
You do? How big are your bollocks, sir?
Bigger than yours, lad.
No, sir, because mine, whatever your bollocks are, mine are the same, but times two.
Yeah.
Plus infinity, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
This is how you get your rocks off in the middle of the night. You carry on.
Are you an alcoholic, sir? Yeah, he's an alcoholic.
Is the lady of the house in?
Oh, Milkman, almost hung up on you. All right, that's the we haven't talked to them in over a year, but that was them.
I was talking about that lady of the house is in. That would be great.
Yeah. Let's play
I'm
the rest
America,
of the old call.
Remember? You don't listen very much. You must be drinking on the
He's
job.
Anywhere, Milkman.
Really? Is that correct?
Are you drunk? You see, that's why I'm firing
really?
You.
Really? If you think so, sweetheart. If you really think so.
You're very saucy.
I'm a really
yeah,
good lad.
A lot of attitude. That's why I got so many complaints about you. I'm firing you.
Really? Did you?
Yes.
Did you get these complaints off?
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Walker.
Who the hell is he?
He comes in there all the time. He said that the other day you threw a bottle of beer at him and it hit
really
him.
Really did. Oh, you know what?
On
you're
the
an absolute star. Are you sure you're not off the TV? You're not on the stage because you're a right joker.
I have no idea what you're saying, sweetheart. All I know is you need
to... No, well, I haven't got a clue what you're saying. Don't know who you are.
Do you not speak English?
You're just an absolute... You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're homeless and you're jobless. You're
really?
Yes.
Oh, so be it.
Okay, then get out of
so
my...
So be it.
Get out of my pub.
Oh, when would you like me to go?
10 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Get out now.
Well, I'll tell you what, well, you come here and you get me out.
I can't be there now. I told you I'm in another country.
Well, then you're full of shit then, aren't you?
How much have you had to drink today on the job? I'm going to take it out of your last paycheck. Tell me.
Are you really?
That's right.
You don't even know who I am.
Yes, you're the woman who's...
You know what my name is?
Yes.
What am I called?
Majuli.
You got that one wrong then, didn't you?
No, I know. I have all this documentation.
No, you haven't got a clue. What's the name of this pub?
I have your social security number. It's the Bull's Head, but
you
it's...
You haven't got... Have you really? I doubt it.
But I bought it. I'm changing the name. I'm changing the name.
You make a living out of doing this.
I'm changing...
We phoned here before.
Oh, really?
We phoned here...
How do you know?
We phoned here at 5 o'clock in the morning about 3 weeks ago.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Because I bloody well live here, and you disturbed us, and you woke us up.
So you all just happened to be sleeping on the job now, huh?
Sleeping
on the job.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sleeping on the job.
You tosser. Do you make a living out of doing this to people? Do you love doing it? Do you think that you are some great person?
I'm very good.
You're not.
I'm the great Jack Valente from America.
You are nobody. You're an arsehole.
What's a tosser? What's that?
Oh, do you not know? It's called a wanker off.
A want-to-off?
A wanker. Do you not know what a wanker is? Well, being American, you're probably a bit thick.
A thick?
Don't look it up in a dictionary.
I weigh about 380 pounds. What's that in kilograms?
Hey, are you really? You know, you think you're so fucking clever, don't you?
I'm very...
You really think you're so clever.
Are you awake now?
Well, I would love to know. Am I awake? It's 10 to 4 in the fucking morning.
It's actually 10 to 11 p.m.
Is it really? Well, it might be 10 to 11 where you are.
In America.
Well, here, hey, sweetheart, it's 10 to 4.
Well, here, where we kicked your ass in the American Revolution.
You were such a good businessman,
and we
didn't you already know this?
We live in the greatest country in the world.
Would know what time it was.
You wish.
But you obviously don't know, do you? Because you are one fucking twat. I've got somebody who'd like to speak to you. Wait a minute.
Okay.
You've got to have a good chat with the wanker at the end of the
Hello.
What's her problem?
He owns the
corner.
What corned up her ass and died?
Oi, oi, listen to me.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
Tell her to shut up.
Who are you?
What radio station he's from?
Ask him what?
What radio station he's from?
Did you hear that?
Right.
Oh, it probably is.
It's one of them, isn't it?
Would you tell that woman to shut her goddamn mouth up?
Hold! Listen to me, you fucking yank! Right up my fucking mum, prick face!
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hi, is this Merle?
It's the middle of the night.
It is not that late, Merle. I'm calling from the United States and there's been a problem.
What with?
Someone made an accident on the number 2 on the floor and they fell down and it made a big mess.
I will call the police. This is the middle of the night. I have to get up at 5 o'clock. Don't you ever call again. You've done this before, and I have reported it as well.
You stupid bitch. Don't you dare.
You devil. I will... You'll be in such trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please, don't do any trouble to me. I've been reported.
You devil.
She got me there. It was just... She's holding down the buttons.
She you.
She's angry. Look at her. She's going crazy. Stop that.
She's beeping away. She's showing you, man. Morse code and cussing you out. Morse code.
Oh. Stop. You're hurting me. Merle? Okay, we lost Merle. We lost her. You know which one that is. You know who that is. I remember who that is. That's the old pensioner that we made cry. You remember her? That was like 2 years ago.
Well, you deserved it then, sir.
Oh, oh my God.
You deserved it then.
I sure did. Let's play that.
Hello?
Hey, Merle. May I speak with Merle, or is this Merle?
Yes, you know, it's the middle of the night.
I know, but it's in the morning, too. We're right in the halfway point. How are you, my babe?
Listen, if any of this folk, this is the middle of the night, I'm an old age pensioner, and it's making me ill, this is.
But this is urgent, ma'am, please, just let me explain the situation.
What happened?
Well, it's like this, a deedle-deedle-dop, deedle-do, you know?
Who's died? Has that one died?
No, not at all, no, but this is Joe America.
Yes, but I don't want you ringing at this time in the night. I'm an old age pensioner.
What are you crying for, girl?
Because you don't ring people and wake them up.
Are you scared?
Yes, I'm absolutely petrified. I'm going to call the police.
Don't call the police. Come on, baby. It's okay. I'm just trying to, you know, have a little fun. I don't mean nothing mean, baby girl.
Don't ever ring again.
Oh my God. Don't get so mad at me, baby. Come on. Oh, man. Poor lady. I feel bad now.
Oh, my God.
She's crying, man.
That was her.
Oh, am I going to hell?
After all this time. You there, Milkman? Milkman.
Sure.
Yeah, so that was good, following up with that lady who we prank called over a year ago. She still remembers us. That's good. I guess we're hard to forget.
So
what happened? Was it police there, Athena? Athena, you're walking around much better. Good for you. All right, folks, let's wrap it up. Are you ready for ready to wrap it up, Milkman, here?
All right, my brother.
All right, Milkman, you take it easy over there, all right?
Alright, man.
Alright, man. I'll talk to you later.
The big
you got
show, man.
You got it, man.
Your connection has backed up. And I just want to thank everybody for joining in on the fun. I'm sure had a good time.
Okay. No problem, man. Cool. Be easy, alright, man? I'll talk to you later tonight, man. See ya.
Alright, we'll talk to you later.
Alrighty, that's Milkman there, everybody. Now, if you want to call in here real quickly, you absolutely can. You want to just do some comments, maybe do a quick... Maybe a quick prank call, maybe if you're lucky. Go ahead and give us a call, why don't you? That's 1-888-278-8509. Once again, the toll-free line here, where you can call us now and join us on the show, briefly, mind you, briefly, because we're wrapping things up. That is 1-888-278-8509. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, crazy fucker, what's going on, brother man?
Hey, is this Carlito?
This is he, the one and only Carlito. This is the one and only crazy fucker, I presume.
Wow, you presumed right.
Awesome. You know what I hate, crazy guy? You know what I really hate, what really pisses me off, man?
Yeah, I'd like to hear what really you hate and what pisses you off.
Awesome. Even more than George W. Bush pisses you off, brother.
And I piss you off.
No, I love you, dude. Look.
Because I think sometimes that you love George W. Bush.
Oh, fuck that guy. Dude, I saw a trailer today for the new movie. Are you going to go see the Oliver Stone movie, W?
Go see what movie?
Go to your Google machine and type in Oliver Stone and W. The letter W.
Okay, Oliver Stone, right? I've seen, like, probably all of his fucking movies.
Well, he's
except
got
the one you're talking about.
He's got a new one that comes out any week now, any day now, any week. It's about George W. Bush and how he's an asshole.
Okay, right, okay. Like, hey, Carlito, do you ever listen to Alex Jones?
I've heard of him. I caught his show online once, but haven't been able to, you know...
All you gotta do, you got a pencil handy? Write this down, dude.
Yeah.
It's called, he's got like many websites up there. It's called Prison Planet.
Yeah,
it's
I know
called
Prison Planet, yeah.
InfoWars. It's called, yeah, just Google up Alex Jones, InfoWars, PrisonPlanet.com, man. And it's like, really, man, you should just start listening to him, man.
Yeah, I will. Actually, don't worry about it, man. I definitely will.
I actually really should, because I'll tell you why. Because what the guy said is true. You know, 911 was an inside job, you know. You know, the Twin Towers was not brought down by terrorists from the Middle East. The Twin Towers were brought down by the Jews and the Bush White House working with the Jewish Israeli terrorists in the Middle East.
Mossad, man. Definitely.
The Mossad.
Yeah,
it's called whatever you call it, Howard Stern, whatever you want to fucking call it. Call it David Letterman. Call it CNN. Call it Fox News.
Hey, so
for real, man.
Crazy fucker.
For real, man.
Flavor Flav.
Happy day.
I don't know if you ever heard of the great Flavor Flav, but he did also say
love
that
boat.
911 is a joke. I never heard about that.
Well, you know, actually, that 911 wasn't a joke to the people in New York City when it happened, you know, into the first responders and the people of New York City. It wasn't a fucking joke to them. To me, it was a joke because I was in prison when 911 happened.
Oh,
I was
funny.
Sitting in a prison in California, and... You know, It's like even though, you know, there was lifers around me that were weeping and shit, you know, right?
Yeah.
Guys that were in prison for the rest of their life were killing people that were crying and shit, and the prison guards and shit. It was like, and I went back to my cell, man. I thought it was the funniest thing I ever saw, because you know why?
Why?
Because you know what? It was like a classic demolition drop of all you got to do is go watch old fucking buildings being demolished by explosives.
They go straight
down.
And
they drop in their own footprint. And I'll tell you what, dude, I'm well familiar with that. Because I come from a city where they used to drop down fucking buildings for urban renewal, and the Twin Towers fell just like the fucking footprint of explosives. And I'll tell you what, it's an inside job for real, man.
All right, man. Well, hey.
Hey, but believe me, man, there's only two armies one of two roads you can walk by, and that's you can either walk by fear, greed, and hate, like the parasites that infest our White House right now in Washington, D.C., and their shapeshifter cockroaches that they strut around. These old guys, they you know what, they got fucking, man, they're evil, and they go back to the dawn of time or else you can choose the second road that I walk by, and that's love, peace, and joy, man.
All sentient
beings.
Live
in the moment. Live here and now. Do not hurt anybody based upon their race or their creed or their philosophy, but live in the moment, have mercy on them.
All right.
Because they are, believe me, dude, everything in this fucking world is a fucking illusion. There's only three things that are real. And that's love, peace, and joy.
All right, well, thank you, crazy fucker. I'm going to clear the line so more people can call in. We're wrapping it up with, man. Thanks. I'm sorry.
Can I say one more thing?
I want to say one thing first. I want to say I'm sorry that I missed the show Thursday. I know you were probably looking forward to it, man.
Oh, dude, I you know what? I started drinking beer in the morning to get primed up to call you up, dude. And I was so fucking... I had a message for you, and then you had a nervous breakdown. I can understand that, because you're like a juggler. You're shifting all kinds of shit in the air, man.
Yeah.
And you know, I used to be a juggler too, but it's like all that's real, man, is and it's not even real, man. It's like you and me, we think we're real, right? But actually, look in the mirror and you'll see a reflection of yourself. If I look in the mirror, I'll see a reflection of myself. It's like everybody on this fucking planet, man. It's like we think we're real. We're just here for a moment. So we can either be love or hate. And now that's for each one of us to choose. Now, it's okay to hate people in your mind as long as you don't carry it out to fruition.
Crazy fucker, I want to talk to you about something that happened to me today. You want to know something I did that was bad? This is a problem. You know, I was in my car. All right, I was going to the mall. I wanted to go to the mall, make a trip to the mall. And I was running out of gas. And I got behind this Toyota. This guy was in a Toyota, right? and I get to the gas station, and there's only two pumps that are open, right? And you know, I don't know if you're familiar. Well, of course you do. You drive a car. When you pull into a gas station, you know, when you pull into the pump, it's common courtesy to go to the one that's furthest up. You know what I mean? So this guy, instead of doing that, he went stopped at the first one and he stayed there. And I waited for him to move, and he didn't. So I had to go around. I had to back in and all this stuff. And I told him, hey, then I was like, hey, man, You know, he was looking at me like he was going, he's upset or something. I was like, I didn't even say anything to him. And he goes, hey man, what did you call me a dick for? And I said, first of all, my windows were closed, I told him. And I'm listening to Howard Stern, and I'm not even talking. I was like, yeah, well, you called me a dick or something in front of my son? And I told him, you know what, sir, I didn't call you a dick, penis, or cock. I told him just like that. And he's like, and then he just walked away from me, like, shaking his head. I'm like, dude, your kid's in the car. What? I didn't even say anything to the guy. Like, I was like, that's real fucked up. I've got my windows closed, and the first thing I do when I open my door and I grab my keys to open up the gas tank, the first thing he says, you gotta call me a dick? I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I said it, like, kind of angry. I was like, what? Like that, you know? And there's people, like, just like you, and I was thinking about you, because you say, you know, you gotta have love, peace, and joy, and, you know, all people.
Right.
And this guy, he was ready to throw down, but he got kind of, he started walking towards me. And I told him, dude, I didn't say shit to you, man. You know, I was like, I didn't say dick, penis, or cock to you. And like, oh. Like, he kind of stood there for a while, you know, and I asked him, is there anything, and I told him, is there anything else I can help you out with? And he walked away. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with some of these people? It's not like he didn't punk me out. I kind of punked him out.
Well, right. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was he driving?
He was driving like a mid 2000 Toyota, not a Toyota Civic, Toyota Camry.
So he was driving like a vehicle that was comparable to yours, right?
Comparable, older. I mean, mine's better because it's new. It's a 2009, and, you know, I just pulled in, and, you know, like, he started coming up to me. I guess he thought I was going to back down and get nervous, and I looked him straight, it's like, squaring down, and I said, I didn't say dick, penis, or cock. What, you know, what are you talking about? I told him just like that. He goes, oh, I said, is there anything else I can help you out with? And he went back to his car, you know, like that.
Wow.
You know.
Okay, yeah. Let me give you my opinion about that, because I go through that all the time, man. I go through that all the time. It's like, check this out, man. What that guy was doing was you were going down the road with a positive spirit, right?
Right.
Okay, now, you encountered this individual, and he had negativity that he was projecting upon you, right?
Right.
So, in other words, he was trying to dump his emotional garbage on you.
He was trying to move the negative karma, transfer it over to me.
Right. He was trying to bring you down.
Right.
He was trying to bring you down because you obviously, I don't know. It's like you like listening to Howard Stern, and it makes you feel positive, right?
Well, I was just hanging. It was, you know, I had a Carlos day, a Carlito day for myself. Athena stayed at home, and I went out.
Right, you were living in the moment, right?
Yeah.
You were just cruising down the road.
Yeah.
You pulled into this place, and over filling up the gas tank, you encountered an individual that was projecting negativity onto you.
Yeah.
And what he was trying to do, my friend,
yeah,
was he was trying to throw his emotional garbage upon you, and if you accepted it, then he would drive away with a positive spirit. It's like, that's all it is, man.
Yeah, he's dumping it on, but you know what I did do? I did take a page out of Edward, I don't know if you ever heard of the Edward Enforcer show, but...
Edward Enforcer, I'll write that down, and if you recommend it, Carlito, I'll listen to it, because I consider you a great wise man on this planet.
Well, here's what I did. You know, honestly, when he started
find my pencil, man.
You do that. He started coming up to me, right? And he's like, well, you going to call me a dick? And I didn't even hear what he said. I thought he called me a dick. I thought he said, you know, all I heard him was like, bleh, bleh. Like, I had my iPod, you know, like, I had my earphones on. I was listening to Howard in the car, but I had, like, one of my earphones on. So he was like, dick. I'm like, I said, what? Like, I thought he just called me a dick for you know. I'm like, I said, what? And he goes, dick. And he's walking towards me, so I took my right hand, and I put it right in my jeans, like, right above my ass crack.
like this, and I actually do that when people start approaching me. That's the first thing I do because it looks like you're hiding a gun. You know what I mean? Like I'm not gonna pull out. Like,
don't do that, Carlito.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't come out and pull it. I just
make
pull,
the sign of the cross against the guy, man. Chase the vampire away.
Well, no, you know, it doesn't, you know, I'm not threatening him. I'm just putting my hand back
there. He might have been a cop, man. He sounds like he was might have been a fucking undercover fucking cop.
No, he had his kid in the car. He was like some stupid white guy. And I put
Who do you think the cops are, man? 90% of them are stupid white guys, man.
No, he looked like he was missing a few chromosomes, if you know what I mean. He was kind of like like that. So I put...
What did his son look like? Did his son look like a...
He looked like some soccer kid. I don't know. He looked like he was like maybe 10 or 11.
How old was his kid?
He looked like he was like maybe 10 or 11.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was his kid lay all a big fat guy?
No, it was a skinny kid that looks like he plays soccer. I think he was in a soccer uniform. So I just, you know, for my protection, I put my hand back there because usually when that happens, people like, you know, is he reaching for his wallet? You know, he actually stopped when I did that. I think that might have been what freaked him out. And then I thought, you know, I did tell him, like, you know, it's common courtesy, you know. I told him, I was like, yeah, but why are you going to call me a dick? And I said, dude, I didn't call you a dick, penis,
right,
or a cock. I told him just like that. And I was like,
he was trying to falsely accuse you.
Yeah, so.
You know, what was it? Hey, Carlito.
Yo.
What the dude was doing, man, he was throwing his emotional litter bag on you.
Yeah.
He was throwing that shit on you.
Right.
It's like, really, think about this. Look around you all the time in this world. And you'll see that's all you're surrounded by is fucking
dicks.
People.
Dicks.
It's people, man. And now that guy, because you did not knock him in his head, you did not bash him in his face, and if he was a cop, that's what he wanted you to do, is because,
right,
you know, he would have had 10 fucking pigs surrounding you to carry you away.
Exactly.
But because you did not do that, because you are still blessed by the great spirit of love, peace, and joy,
right,
man.
Well, you know what I think
now
happened?
That guy,
I think he might have heard it from the radio and thought that I said it. Because it's talk radio, so I really think...
Right.
I think he might have heard...
Howard Stern, yeah, you can hear any fucking thing,
yeah,
right?
But it was one
you
of...
You can hear anything.
It was actually, you know, now that I remember, it was the Artie and Teddy fight, so, and I'm pretty sure they were throwing around, you know, dick and stuff, you know, like yelling at each other, so I don't know if you know what the Artie and Teddy fight was, but I think he heard that, and I think he thought I was saying it, but why would I say it like coming? It sounded like it was coming on the radio. I don't understand the dude.
Carlito, can I ask you this? Are you still a subscriber to Howard Stern and the Sirius?
Yeah, I love my subscription. Yeah, actually, I actually ordered the Best of XM, but I'm getting ready to cancel it, actually. I don't like it. But yes, I'm a subscriber.
XM, I thought XM and Sirius merged together.
Yeah, and if you have Sirius, you can get a few of the XM channels, the bigger ones, you can get them on Sirius now as a package, like you do with cable TV, you know?
Okay, you know why I canceled my Sirius subscription? Because I'll tell you what, man, I could have dug listening to Howard Stern's show, except for them fucking commercials, man. If I pay fucking $10 a month, or I think I was paying like not $8 a month or something, $9 a month, I'm gonna pay $9 a month to listen to fucking commercials, man.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe later they probably won't, but if they got to take some breaks, and I guess they got to make some scratch.
Oh, come on, man. That's a Jewish fucking war profiteer mentality from the get-go. Not only do they charge you... Yeah, man, you know what, man? Hey, listen, man. Anyway, Carlito, that's not what I call to talk to you about.
All
anyway,
right,
dude, you handled it right. Now, listen to this. You're going to meet... It's all intensifying. You're going to go down the road, and you're going to be perfectly innocent, and there's going to be evil fucking people that try to throw their emotional baggage onto you.
Right. And you can't let it happen. Why carry their cross, you know? Screw that.
That's right, dude. That's exactly right. All you can do in any moment is remember, man, if the motherfucker attacks you, then you got a right to defend yourself.
Right.
But other than that, just shine the fucking retard on.
Yeah.
And believe me, 90% of the fucking people in this country are fucking retarded. They are fucking retarded.
They got
George W. Bush, a evil, evil representative of the Hitler, Pol Pot, Stalin, Chairman Mao, communist, socialist, evil, hatred, murdered millions and millions and billions of innocent people, and they're fronting for them. So don't believe that shit, man, because they want you next to choose either Obama or McCain, which is an extension of their evil.
All right, crazy fucker, people are wanting to call in.
All right, bro. Hey, listen.
Thanks, man.
Love, peace, and joy to you, man. Remember this, man. Hey, remember this. It's like I'll just say one thing from an old Moody Blues song. Face piles of trials with smiles, because it riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave. Remember that song?
I can't say I did, but...
Well, yeah, hey, sometime Google up old fucking Moody Blues. The Moody Blues, man. This was back like in 1968. They says, face piles of trials with smiles, for it riles them to believe that you perceive the webs they weave.
All right, man.
That's right, man. Remember this. Love, peace, and joy will always win out over hate, fear, and greed.
There it is. Thank you, man.
And that's why I listen to you, because you're a man of the love, peace, and joy spirit.
All right, crazy fucker. It's never a good point from crazy fucker unless he hangs up the phone. We always love it when he hangs up. I gotta get these settings right here. There's gotta be a way to get... I gotta play with all these little knobs and dials and stuff. I got a new mic on the way too.
By the way, that song was from Ride My Seesaw.
Oh yeah, that sounds sexual.
Jonathan, Madhouse Radio, long time.
What's up, Carlito?
Long time first time caller. What's up, man?
Not much.
Good to talk to you, bro. How you doing?
I'm all right. It's been busy. I had more back surgery done to me.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me you had more back surgery. Did you have a complication from the accident from before or something else that happened?
It's still a complication from the accident before.
Okay, well, shoot. I'm sorry about that. Are things better now or do you have to wait to find out?
Everything's better now. Everything's repaired. I'm back and driving.
Okay, good. Back to making money.
Well, yeah, everything's good to go now.
Shit, yeah, man. Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah, I've also been busy with physical therapy and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's good. Any painkillers yet? Did you get off of those? Did you get addicted to them? What happened with that?
I'm off the painkillers. Basically, they just put me on a small amount, and after I was done with those, I was finished with them.
All right, cool. Well, man, try to show up, you know, back on the Thursday nights. I'm going to try to, you know, do a show. It's been like 2 weeks since before, you know, since the last live show we did on the Thursday. That's why I'm here tonight. And it's been fun. I haven't been on this late on a Saturday in like years and years, dude. Yeah. Yeah, well, Jonathan, be careful with your back. I worry about you, you know. Just, you know, take it easy on that, all right?
Oh, I will.
All right, Jonathan, say hi to your fans and listeners real quick. We're going to wrap it up.
I'd like to say hello to all the fans and listeners. I hope y'all have a great weekend.
All right, Jonathan. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you next time, all right?
All righty.
All righty. That's Jonathan, everybody.
I don't mean to cut people off, but, you know, we got a strict schedule here to hang on to. So, everyone, if you want to call in, now's the chance. You can come on quickly if you want to say, you know, how things are. And, again, the line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509. That is our toll-free line here. There's another caller. Let's see who's next. Someone with a 2 in the number.
Thank you for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Omega.
Omega, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. I just got out of hospital today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great show and everything.
Good, yeah. It's a little surprise impromptu show. Thought I'd come on and entertain the masses. Not, just doing what I can. Did you tuned in late, right? You didn't start at the beginning when we started around 6:30.
I just got home about 6.
Oh, crap. How's your weekend been treating you, man?
Yeah, other than going to the hospital and getting a staph infection, everything's okay.
Was it on your finger or something like that, you said?
Yeah.
Did you get, like, cut, like, on metal or at work?
I think.
You think it just, oof, that's nasty. Did it eat away your skin or was it pussy?
Real pussy, and it ate away a little bit. I had they gave me some Lortab tins for it.
There you go, Lortab. Yeah, man, I've been hanging out with Lortab, man. That's awesome. That's good stuff, Lord. You know, I'll be honest with you. Lortab really, it doesn't really do it for me. It just puts me to sleep, but it doesn't give me high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Better than nothing, right?
Lortab.
Yep.
At least you can sleep through the pain.
Oh yeah, I haven't been able to sleep with it. So.
Oh really? Did they put you on any antibiotics or anything like that for it?
Yeah, they put me on antibiotics. I have to take every 6 hours.
Yeah, I usually don't sleep really well when I'm on antibiotics, or sometimes they put me on a Z pack. I forget what that's called. It's like the steroid thing. Z something. I think I didn't sleep for 2 days once when I was on that. I was healthy, you know. My infection went away, but I couldn't sleep. It's crazy stuff. All right, man. I don't mean to cut you out, but like I said, we're punching him up live tonight and getting out of here pretty soon. So.
All right, see you, brother.
All right, man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later on, man.
All right.
Awesome. That is. No wonder it sounds weird, because I have the mic and the phone on at the same time. If you want to call in, now's the time. Again, the toll-free line is about to close, and that's 1-888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Is anybody else going on tonight? I know Ford is on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's in about an hour and 20 minutes or so from now. I don't know if anybody else is on schedule or is going to be filling in. I cannot.
Who? 'Cause
I have domestic business to handle. You know what I mean? That's it. We're out of here. Tuck, your website is tuckermike.com, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sure is.
Everyone be sure to visit that. Everyone go to tuckermike.com. Also, be sure to visit madhouselive.com as well. That's my homepage. Be sure to check out. We have forums in there. We got a lot of prank calls for free that you can download. You get a free CD there if you want to download, or you can buy an autographed copy from me, the most important guy in the world here tonight. Also, we've got the podcast as well, Podcast Galore. That's all over there at madhouselive.com. And be sure stay tuned here to syndicateradio.tv. Okay, Tuck. We had fun. We got a lot of good calls here, I think. We did our job. We'll catch you here Thursday, everybody. Peace out.
Yeah.
Yeah.